It was 8:30 in the morning, and in the Verde Art Gallery, David Gehrig read aloud from the first page of a novel that opened at about the same time of day in Dublin, 100 years and 3 days earlier.
Chapter 1, Telemachus. Stately, plump Buck Mulligan came from the stairhead, bearing a bowl of lather on which a mirror and razor lay crossed. A yellow dress.
Champaign-Urbana's Bloomsday celebration came 3 days after actual Bloomsday to take advantage of the weekend. About a dozen people were on hand for the opening reading, including Edward Whewell of Champaign. He's listened to James Joyce's Ulysses on tape, all 32 hours of it, while driving.
Well, I don't know. I just find it interesting, and it all takes place in one day. It's kind of fascinating that you could put so much in there, and it's pretty risque, I guess, for the time.
In fact, Ulysses was banned in the U.S. for 12 years, but now there are Bloomsday celebrations in several American cities. In Champaign, Bloomsday featured live readings from Ulysses throughout the day, along with Irish music. In the outdoor sidewalk cafe of the Cowboy Monkey, members of the local Irish folk group Banish Misfortune played under the billing of Lenehan's Riddle, a reference to an anecdote in Joyce's novel.
And then she rose and let him in and kissed his ruby lips and chin. Then they went to bed again, the soldier had won her favor. Then she blessed the rainy night.
At the Great Impasta Restaurant, Mike Healy and Roger Cooper read from the chapter known as Sirens, in which the parallel to the sirens that taunted Ulysses and Homer are two barmaids who taunt the main character in Joyce's Ulysses, Leopold Bloom.
Shrill with deep laughter, after gold, after bronze, they urged each other to each, to peal after peal, ringing in changes, bronze, gold, gold, bronze, shrill deep, to laughter after laughter, and then laughed more.
Greasy, I knows.
Exhausted,
breathless.
Their shaken heads they laid, braided and pinnacled by glossy combed against the counter ledge, all flushed, panting, sweating, all breathless.
Married to Bloom, to Grease Bloom.
Musician Lisa Boucher has, along with Gehrig, organized the Champaign-Urbana Bloomsday events for 3 years running. Boucher says she likes Joyce's novel for the rhythm and pulse of its language. She says she just plowed through the parts she didn't understand, and she hopes others who came to Bloomsday events will do the same.
Actually, I've talked to several people that have just decided that they're going to, or they have just started reading it because they heard this was coming up and found out that they're actually enjoying it. It's a really funny book. It's hilarious. I think that anybody can read it if they just dare to read it. I dare you. I dare you to read Ulysses.
But if you needed some help with Ulysses, there was the half-hour whirlwind tour at Mike and Molly's Irish Pub to explain it all. David Gehrig and Dave Librick went through the book chapter by chapter, reading brief excerpts and keeping an irreverent scorecard of events.
Of one long gone, one feels that one is at one with one
who That's wants... really enough, Stephen. That's just enough. Okay, end of chapter 3. Has Bloom met Stephen? No. Has Molly cheated on her husband? Not yet. Has Leopold paid for the lemon soap? No. Has Stephen bathed yet? Well, let's see. Is it October? No. It's still June. Why did Molly marry Leopold anyway? We don't know.
After the whirlwind tour, Champaign-Urbana's Bloomsday wound down with readings from the final chapter, featuring the sensual soliloquy of Leopold Bloom's wife, Molly.
And his heart was going like mad. And yes, I said yes, I will, yes.
By this time of night, chilly temperatures kept the crowd in the beer garden down to just a handful, but a weary David Gehrig announced this year's Bloomsday a success. I'm Jim Meadows.